Good morning, A-Town. This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get the second date, we'll hook you up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
What's going on, man? It's Trey.
What's up, my boy? How can we help?
Yeah, I was supposed to go out with a friend, Amber. We met up, exchanged numbers and everything. But she saw, so she wasn't supposed to see. So I guess I ain't heard back from her since. I ain't got no return call, text, nothing.
Oh, Lord. You was kissing somebody or something? What happened?
She seen a name on my phone that was a little misleading.
Mm-hmm. A misleading name in your phone. Okay, honey. Well, I suppose you want to apologize or something. What are your plans once we get her on the line?
Maybe I can use the power of the radio to probably, get in contact with her. Maybe actually set up a date.
Oh, okay. What did you say her name was?
Amber.
Amber.
All right, so we about to put out an Amber alert.
Uh-huh.
Try to see if we can get you a second date with Amber or whatever you asking for. Just don't say nothing till we cue you in, all right?
All right.
Okay.
What did he say? She said what?
He said she saw a name or something in his phone. I wonder what that means. She saw some names in her phone.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Amber, please?
Yeah, this is Amber.
Hey, Amber. I just wanted to speak with you for a minute. I don't really want to take too much of your time. Can I? You got about 5 minutes to spare?
Yeah, but who am I talking to?
Amber! This is the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Job More Quick and Shout and Shout right here on Streets 94.5.
Good morning.
Baby.
Oh, gosh. Who are you guys
on? Oh, gosh. They said. Hey, look, Amber. We got a segment on our show called Second Date Update, right? And this dude called us up here, and he spoke highly of you, and he's like, can y'all see if y'all can reach out to her for me? So we said we'll try. Are you familiar with a dude named Trey?
Trey? You spoke highly of me, Trey?
Trey, yes. He said that you guys were going on like your first date, I believe. Something happened and you saw something in his phone. He didn't really say what it was, but he said you weren't supposed to see it. He said it was a name or something like that.
I can't even believe Trey would call you guys.
Well, he did.
So let me tell you what happened with Trey. Okay. Sure that's why you're calling.
Okay.
Okay, so me and Trey were supposed to go get some food. We had met just kind of out and about. He pressed me for my number. I said again, I gave him my number. We're supposed to go out to eat. So I'm like, yeah, Trey, I'll meet you at your house so we can go since it's closer. And when I got there, he told me he couldn't find his phone. So I was like, okay, well, hurry up. So I'm waiting. He still can't find it. So I'm like, look, I'm about to just call your phone. And I'll help you look for it.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to press me like, oh, no, it's good. I got it. We could just go. But don't nobody want to go anywhere without their phone.
Right.
So I steady called it. And I'm sitting in the living room, and I hear, a vibration. I kind of start pressing through the cushions in the couch, and I find it. And I see that he got my number saved as hit it and quit it.
Oh!
I'm not no jump off. This isn't a cucumber challenge.
Oh.
No.
Ooh.
So I just kind of walked up to him, gave him his phone, and I walked out of the house. There's no reason for me to talk to Trey.
Oh, you poor child. Okay, so Amber, we didn't tell you this, but we do have Trey on the line, and I'm sure he is ready to apologize his ass off.
Amber, I don't want to say thank y'all, but I'm sorry. I didn't mean nothing how you saw your name on my phone. Hit it and quit it. It's short. It's short to say, hit this girl up and quit playing.
Whoa! Why you don't get your ass out of
here? Do you think I'm stupid?
I think you're amazing. That's why I had to, hit up Young Jock, hit up the radio, find out if we can, at least get a first date to get the second date.
Trey, no. No. No.
Period.
You played yourself.
I don't know what to say. I really, I was just trying to hit you up and not play no more.
You don't need to say anything.
Oh, my God. Hold up, Trey. Are you going to at least get a man a second date tonight, Amber?
No.
Okay. So, Trey.
I feel disrespected.
Okay. So, look, Trey, I was going to tell you this, man. I want to give you this money just for your effort on trying to clean up the hit it and quit it. Like, I'm going to hit it and quit playing. Yeah. It ain't going to work, though, Trey.
I really mean that, but, I appreciate it.
Hey, but you're not going to get the money. I'm just telling you, I thought about doing it. I'm not saying you're going to get it. All right, A-Town, man, y'all call us up, man. On behalf of 1-800-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM, y'all will not be getting hooked up with this $100 for this second date update. Atlanta, call us up. Let's talk about this. 404-352-0945. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. The Streets 94.5.